What we're asking people to think about over the festive period and into the new year is to make 2017 a good year for our sewers. So there's two ways they can do that. Don't pour fat, oil and grease, especially from your Christmas turkey or your Christmas ham, down the sink. And also, as well, don't flush anything other than pee, poo and paper down the toilet. If people can do those two things, that will reduce the 23,000 blockages that we have to clear each year on our drains and sewers across the South East, a large proportion of them in Kent, and also around two-thirds of those are preventable because they're caused by things like fat, oil and grease from cooking, going down your kitchen sink, or things like wet wipes and sanitary items being flushed down the toilet when they belong in the bin instead. We do get more of a problem around the festive period because there's more cooking of turkeys, of beef joints, of ham joints going on. So what we're appealing for people to do is to take that fat, let it cool, scrape it into a container like a margarine pot or a jam jar or something like that, and put it in the bin. That's where it belongs. If you put it down the sewer, as soon as it hits the sewer, where it's obviously a little bit warm, the fat, it cools and it congeals, and believe you me, I've seen it for myself at first hand, it can form a blockage that's like concrete, and that means that the sewers get blocked. It can lead to flooding of your own property, of your neighbour's property, or of the local area, like gardens and parks and things like that, and it can also lead to problems at wastewater treatment works if that fat, oil and grease gets into the machinery at the works as well. It's an ongoing process, so at the moment we've got an ongoing programme. We know the hot spots across our region where we tend to get blockages to do with fat, oil and grease, or things like wet wipes and sanitary items being put down the toilet when they should go in the bin instead. So we've really got a rolling programme to raise awareness amongst customers about what they should and shouldn't do in terms of putting things down the sewer. We've also got a team going into local schools and giving talks to community groups to raise awareness amongst them as well. And then there's a dedicated team across Kent in particular, lifting hundreds of manhole covers to look for blockages. They're using CCTV cameras to inspect the sewers and identify where there's problems. And if there's any build-up of anything, particularly fat, oil and grease, we can clear that with a high-powered water jet or pull it out by hand as well. And we've also got a dedicated team of ex-policemen who go around and liaise with places like fast food outlets and restaurants to make sure that they're disposing of their fat, oil and grease, because you can imagine something like a chip shop has an awful lot, disposing of that in the right way and not pouring it down the sewer and causing big blockages that cause flooding of homes and businesses.